And that's where we start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's news and weather coming up. We'll have the latest on the Harris-Trump debate and the problems with bottom trawling. Later this morning, the storm clouds are gathering.
I'm Gabriel Gatehouse, and as America prepares for another presidential election, we've got a new series of The Coming Storm. We're investigating how a vast conspiracy movement has gripped the United States.
We're living under more tyranny today than our founding fathers did in 1775.
We demand the truth.
In this world, hidden hands control events, and nothing is as it seems.
You believe that US intelligence was involved in this cover-up somehow?
I do, and I'm not quite sure why.
The Coming Storm, starting this morning at 9:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Caroline, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 11th of September 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Fisher, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Viking, 976, expected just west of Norway, 983 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly, 7 to severe gale, 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty. West or northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight. West, veering northwest later, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, north or northwest, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in west. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest, 5. Slight rain, 16 miles. 1003, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by west, 3. Slight rain, 16 miles. 1000, rising slowly. Lerwick. Northwest by north, 6. Slight rain, 2 miles. 988, rising slowly. Lucas. West, 4. More than 38 miles, 1,000 now falling. Bridlington, West 3, 1002, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic. Northwest by west, 6, 11 miles, 1007. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 11 miles, 1009. Jersey. Northwest, 4, 19 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Scilly automatic. Northwest by north, 4, 12 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Valentia. Northwest, 4, 19 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronaldsway. West by north, 5, 16 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Malinhead. Northwest, 6, slight showers, 5 miles, 1006, now falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep area of low pressure near to the west of Norway will slowly fill and drift northwards over the next few days. This low will bring an unsettled period of weather with a strong west to northwesterly flow over the United Kingdom, with gales at times in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 5 to 7. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 4 to 6. Squally showers, mainly good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 until later. Showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, mainly good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or northwest 5 to 7, showers, moderate or good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. North or northwest 6 to gale 8. Rain or squally showers, perhaps thundery at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 11th of September. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nichols. The US presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have traded robust blows in a televised head-to-head debate, arguing about issues including foreign policy and abortion rights. A number of Labour MPs have promised to continue pressing ministers to support pensioners hit by the loss of their winter fuel allowance. In business, the latest economic figures are expected to show continuing growth in the UK. And in sport, Harry Kane has scored twice on his 100th appearance for England. The US presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have clashed over issues including immigration, abortion and the economy in what could be the only head-to-head televised debate of the campaign. In a discussion that became increasingly ill-tempered, Vice President Harris said the former president wanted to divide Americans and reminded the audience of her opponent's court cases. On foreign policy, Mr. Trump accused Ms. Harris of hating Israel, something she denied. She focused on Ukraine, suggesting that Mr. Trump's criticisms of NATO were an attempt to appease Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
Why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch?
Mr. Trump wouldn't be drawn on whether he wanted Ukraine to win the war, but he insisted only he could bring about peace.
I know Zelensky very well, and I know Putin very well. I have a good relationship, and they respect your president. That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president. If I win, when I'm president-elect, and what I'll do is I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other, I'll get them together. That war would have never happened.
The Foreign Secretary David Lammy and his US counterpart Antony Blinken are visiting Ukraine in a joint demonstration of support for the country. They'll discuss President Zelensky's demands to use long-range American and British missiles against targets in Russia. A number of Labour MPs say they'll continue to press the government to offer support to pensioners who struggle to cope with losing their winter fuel payments. The government comfortably won a vote in the Commons on the issue yesterday, with only one Labour MP opposing the measures, but more than 50 either abstained or absent. Downing Street says the move is needed to reduce the budget deficit, but Luke Trill from the polling organisation More in Common believes voters are sick of that argument.
People have had 14 years of being told that there were going to be tough decisions, that they're going to have to suck it up for a little bit longer. And it does seem like public patience is wearing thin with that sort of messaging and that they're willing to give Keir Starmer less leeway.
More details have emerged about Israeli soldiers